This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As the European Union announces financial sanctions against Belarusian officials blamed for election fraud and abusive protesters, hundreds gathered in the Minsk streets Wednesday evening. The demonstrators were defying a new order from President Alexander Lukashenko. Meanwhile, pressure is mounting on Belarus's authoritarian leader to resign as more protesters take to the streets. AP's correspondent Karen Chames reports.
As authorities resumed detentions of protesters who were filling the streets of central Minsk, opposition leaders ratcheted up the pressure on the government by forming a coordination council to push for a new election. Several dozen people were detained in front of the Minsk tractor factory, where workers had been on strike for several days. The council was formed to facilitate peaceful transition of power and denounced by Lukashenko as an attempt to seize power in the country. Earlier in the week, opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya urged the international community and EU leaders to intervene.
I call on you not to recognize these fraudulent elections. Mr. Lukashenko has lost all the legitimacy in the eyes of our nation and the world.
I'm Karen Chames.
Lukashenko denies manipulating the election. The EU, which held an emergency summit on the crisis, also rejected Lukashenko's re-election in a disputed vote on August 9th. The head of the European Commission said it would reroute 53 million euros earmarked for Belarus away from the government. Reuters reports the African Union has suspended Mali's membership in response to the ouster by soldiers of its president and government in a coup. The Peace and Security Department made the announcement Wednesday. The suspension will last until constitutional order is restored, and the group demanded the release of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita and other senior officials. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator